12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
26 minutes to 1 on Algoa FM's lunch show. And as you are aware, there is a massive outbreak of rabies in the whole province, specifically in the two metros, Gqeberha and Buffalo City. Joining me now to give us more particulars pertaining to this outbreak and the way forward is Dr. Ivan Luanga-Iga from the Association of Private and Government Veterinarians, a non-profit organization assisting provincial government to curb this outbreak, which has already seen more than 75 confirmed positive cases in dogs as well as two human deaths. Doc, welcome to the lunch show.
Thanks so much, and good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Scary figures coming through, 75 confirmed cases as well as two human deaths. But before we get into the nitty-gritties, tell us more about your organization, your association, Doc.
Casey, our organization, the South African Veterinary Association, is a mouthpiece of veterinarians in the country and has got a footprint in all the provinces in the country. Our own branch here in Eastern Cape is called the Eastern Cape, Sava Eastern Cape and Karoo branch. And we've got about 102 members, and most of them are private veterinarians, but we've also got government veterinarians as well.
All right. Doc, what is rabies and how is it transmitted?
Casey, rabies is a deadly zoonotic disease of mammals, in other words, of animals and people. And it is preventable, actually. It is basically transmitted through bites of an animal which has got rabies. And in our case, especially in the Eastern Cape and most of the cases in the world, It is transmitted by dogs. So basically through the bite of a dog, another animal will get infected, and these animals could be domestic animals, including it could also be people like you, ourselves. In fact, many people think that it is a disease of dogs or animals, but in fact it is a disease of humans because We know up to now that over 500,000 people die every year, especially in Africa and Asia, because of rabies, which is a controllable disease, and we need to do something about it.
All right. What are the signs that a dog has rabies?
Well, the main signs of a dog, there are two ways of looking at it. Sometimes furious dogs become tame, and sometimes tame dogs become very furious. But most of the times, people will see a dog salivating with a lot of saliva coming from its mouth. Mm-hmm. And in the end stages, they end up being paralyzed. Because what happens is that once an animal or a person is bitten, the virus travels through the nervous system, goes to the brain, and at the end of the day, there is no cure for it. So the only way we can prevent this disease is through vaccination and community awareness. In other words, we must be aware of what to do, and we must make sure that we vaccinate all our dogs and cats. So pets must be vaccinated annually if possible, especially in our country.
So basically, this is all pets in general?
All pets in general. Right. All pets in general, yes.
Doc, can a dog recover from rabies?
Not at all. Once the dog shows signs of rabies, it cannot recover. It is going to die. The same thing happens to people, human beings as well. Once the signs appear, there is no other way, there is no treatment. In other words, that was always say, the best way to prevent this disease is through vaccination. The best way to prevent this disease is through community awareness programs. Mm-hmm. As well.
Tell us about the vaccination campaign that your organization is currently spearheading.
Well, our organization is basically working in step with the government services, the state veterinary service in the Eastern Cape province. And we are supporting this exercise because we as an association, one of our credo, we've got about five pillars in our credo, and one of them says to use our professional knowledge, skills, and resources to promote the health and welfare of animals and humans. In other words, we are now supporting the government because rabies is a control disease. And the control of this disease lies in the hands of the state. So the state is responsible for it. But we are supporting it. And from our side as an association, we've been able to secure from our own cost 10,000 doses of vaccine, which we are going to use mainly in Gqeberha area. But we've sent about 1,000 doses in Grahamstown and 100 doses in Staterheim. Now, these doses are going to be used to vaccinate dogs for free. Remember, the government supplies vaccine against rabies for free. Mm-hmm. But we are also encouraging our members of the association, and they're giving us their time for free, to vaccinate also those for free. So we are encouraging everybody to either go to the government vet, to the government clinics to be vaccinated, to take their dogs there, or to take them to the private vet. They will not be charged, and if they do, it will be a very minimal charge, if at all.
All right. So pet owners can take their animals to vets and, you know, have them vaccinated for absolutely free. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, especially the private vets. Yes. Right. The government vets do this for free, mm-hmm. and we are also mounting a campaign. For example, as the association, we are mounting a free mm-hmm. campaign in Motherwell and in the northern areas of Quebec on the 2nd of October from 8:30 to 1500 hours. And that will be free of charge. Nobody will be charged. We'll be having members of our association, private vets mainly, mm-hmm. vaccinating animals for free. So everybody, if you see, should be moving the animals to vaccinate. We need this move. We need everybody to do it because we don't want this disease to have a home in our province. We've been managed to control it over the last few years. Yeah. And it is really a disaster because this is one of the biggest outbreaks we've ever had in this province. And we want to make sure that we control it. And I know that the government has got a very capable veterinary services, and we as well, hand in hand with them, we should be able to control the disease going forward.
Dr. Ivan Luanga-Ega, thank you so much for your info. We heartily appreciate it and looking forward to, you know, everyone who owns a pet to get their pets vaccinated and prevent this outbreak from spreading any further. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I will have a podcast up and running of this interview on our website.
And before you close, maybe I should just mention that on the 28th of November, of September, that will be Tuesday, I think, we've got a World Rabies Day, and we encourage everybody to go out and bring their animals to be vaccinated. The government rates, I think, will be doing all the vaccinations. Mm-hmm. But please remember that date is very, very important, that we bring all our animals to be vaccinated. That's a message we need to bring to everybody, because this is not a disease of dogs, but it's also a disease of animals and people as well.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, Doc. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining us on the show, okay?
It is a pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.